A parade will take place through Dublin later today as part of Ireland's commemoration of the Easter Rising 100 years ago. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to line the streets for the event, which will include a ceremony at the General Post Office where the rising began and where members of the Irish Volunteers proclaimed an Irish Republic. Well, over 450 people died in the Six-Day Rising and 15 of its leaders were later executed after a hasty court-martial. But many others, including notables such as Michael Collins, were interned here in Wales at an old whisky distillery in Frongoch, near Bala. The bringing together of so many men with a common cause proved to be significant in the history of the Republic, as our next guest will tell us. He's the journalist Lynn Ebenezer, author of several books on the Frongoch camp, who will present a programme on the camp later this morning on Radio Wales. Bore da, Lynn.
Bore da, Vaughan.
This story starts with a not very good whisky, I guess. these buildings were available.
Indeed, very crude whisky, apparently. But they became available, first of all, as a camp for German POWs. And these were cleared out and the Irish were brought in. There was only one camp originally, the South Camp in the old distillery. The North Camp was still being built as the Irish arrived. A collection of wooden huts, about three dozen of them.
And how many of them were there?
Well, 1,863, according to Hansard. But the total varies. Unfortunately, there isn't a full list even of the names and addresses of those who were interned there.
And do we know why the decision was taken to intern them all together? Because that seems almost to be a decision to give them a sort of special, a POW status, if you like.
Well, this was the great mistake, of course, and it's still happening, of course. We hear today of radicalisation of young Muslims in jails. Well, this is exactly what happened 100 years ago at Frongoch. A few hundred of those interned hadn't even seen a gun, but they were radicalised by those who had. Those in Frongoch were supposed to be the soft members, if you like, of the volunteers. But amongst them, there were very hardened men, people like Collins, you mentioned already, Richard Mulcahy. And these people and their tactics rubbed off on the rest.
Segment 1. A parade will take place through Dublin later today as part of Ireland's commemoration of the Easter Rising 100 years ago. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to line the streets for the event, which will include a ceremony at the General Post Office where the rising began and where members of the Irish Volunteers proclaimed an Irish Republic. Well, over 450 people died in the Six-Day Rising and 15 of its leaders were later executed after a hasty court-martial. But many others, including notables such as Michael Collins, were interned here in Wales at an old whisky distillery in Frongoch, near Bala. The bringing together of so many men with a common cause proved to be significant in the history of the Republic, as our next guest will tell us. He's the journalist Lynn Ebenezer, author of several books on the Frongoch camp, who will present a programme on the camp later this morning on Radio Wales. Bore da, Lynn.
Bore da, Vaughan.
Segment 2. This story starts with a not very good whisky, I guess. These buildings were available.
Indeed, very crude whisky, apparently. But they became available, first of all, as a camp for German POWs. And these were cleared out and the Irish were brought in. There was only one camp originally, the South Camp in the old distillery. The North Camp was still being built as the Irish arrived. A collection of wooden huts, about three dozen of them.
Segment 3. And how many of them were there?
Well, 1,863, according to Hansard. But the total varies. Unfortunately, there isn't a full list even of the names and addresses of those who were interned there.
And do we know why the decision was taken to intern them all together? Because
That seems almost to be a decision to give them a sort of special, a POW status, if you like.
Segment 4.
Well, this was the great mistake, of course, and it's still happening, of course. We hear today of radicalisation of young Muslims in jails. Well, this is exactly what happened 100 years ago at Fron Goch. A few hundred of those interned hadn't even seen a gun, but they were radicalised by those who had. Those in Fron Goch were supposed to be the soft members, if you like, of the volunteers. But amongst them, there were very hardened men, people like Collins, who mentioned already, Richard Mulcahy. And these people and their tactics rubbed off on the rest.